Welcome to this programme in our podcast of highlights from recent discussions in NCSL in Dialogue, Talk to Learn's online community for national education debate, accessed by more than 16,000 school leaders every month. All comments in this programme are represented by the voices of actors.
Do school improvement partners provide a priceless service that can give heads new impetus and direction, or are they ineffective, time-consuming and expensive? Both sides of the argument were aired in the debate chaired by Adrian Percival, National Director, School Improvement. And while a handful were disappointed with their experiences thus far, most contributors were overwhelmingly in favour of SIPs. Jo Williams, a head teacher of a primary school in Lancashire and SIP herself, said the school advisor and SIP in her local authority tended to be the same person.
I already know the person well and they know my school. I really appreciate the external eyes analysing the school's data with a fresh approach, and it helps me think along different avenues.
Jenny Tosh, a secondary and special school SIP in Enfield, said her local authority had established clear lines of responsibility for overseeing the work of SIPs.
We have been careful to involve our SIPs, whether they are heads, consultants or LA officers, through CPD in the developing role, and we have kept lines of communication open so that we can address any confusion if and when it occurs.
Ian Hart, head of a primary school in Nottinghamshire, described how his SIP meeting had a positive effect on his school and himself. He said that the constant bombardment from a number of difficulties facing his school had taken its toll on him and led him to seriously question his own performance.
My SIP, who is a serving head, gave me a new impetus and direction. This has been priceless to me.
There were some criticisms, though. Rod Woodhouse, a primary head in Hertfordshire, said he was concerned about the role the SIP played in his performance management, while another contributor said his school SIP had little relevance as the objectives of the programme were met through different avenues.
I see the SIP process as pretty ineffective, time-consuming and expensive, another layer of review which lacks the rigour and impact of the other processes.
In his rebuttal, Adrian Percival said that evaluation of the SIP programme showed most headteachers were pleased with the results. Where quality of SIPs was an issue, or where heads felt that LAs had simply rebranded their link advisors as SIPs, he urged contributors to raise the problem with their LAs or with the regional SIP coordinator. He added that very few heads or governors he spoke to felt that the previous external advisor system on performance management was better.
In fact, this aspect of the SIP role comes back time and time again to my team and other independent evaluators as the big win of the process, being much more time efficient, streamlined, relevant and sharply focused than the predecessor system.
Finally, another school leader suggested one possible and potentially revolutionary consequence of the SIP programme as it evolves.
I feel that, in the future, if SIPs are effectively deployed, then the Ofsted inspection might become irrelevant for most schools. The SIP's annual report is based upon considerably more interactions with the school than Ofsted's reports. There's a controversial thought. No Ofsted.
And that completes this programme. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, you can subscribe to receive future programmes in this series of Talk to Learn highlights at www.ncsl.org.uk/online communities.
Talk to Learn has over 100,000 members. If you'd like to join, visit www.ncsl.org.uk/online communities.